Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey friends, welcome to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. I hope this finds you doing really well. If there's anything our team can join you in praying for, please don't hesitate at all to drop us a note at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. Again, that's just prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. Today on the podcast, I want to do something really simple and hopefully really practical and talk about this idea of the SOAP Bible study method. Maybe you've heard of it, maybe you haven't. But there's something powerful about having some sort of framework, some sort of mindset, some sort of template to go through as you're studying scripture. Because I've talked to so many people over the last few weeks that are really trying their best to spend time in God's word. And I love that. And so today, I just want to introduce you to a Bible study method that's been around a long time. I don't actually know who originated it, but it's so powerful because it's simple. And so here's what I'd encourage you to do is start with prayer and pray asking God, God, would you guide me through your word? God, would you help me to tune out distractions? God, would you help me to hear from you? And then the idea is to jump into scripture and to read a passage and a chapter and to find something that you can ponder on or something that jumps off the page, something that you can hang out with. And so let me introduce you to SOAP, S-O-A-P. The S in SOAP stands for scripture. And so in other words, you need to know which scriptures you're going to pay attention to. I am a huge proponent of having some sort of Bible reading plan. There's some people that read a chapter of Proverbs a day, some people that read a chapter of the Gospels a day, some people read 3 or 4 or 5 chapters a day because they're trying to read through the Bible in a year. Whatever your game plan is, find a game plan. Find something that gives you a track to run on. I'm a huge fan of picking books of the Bible and digging into those. So start with scripture, and then as you're reading your scripture of the day, write down anything that sticks out to you, any verse within that passage, anything that really resonates with you as you're reading it. So is there a scripture that sticks out? The O in SOAP stands for observation. So here's some questions to ask yourself. What do you think about that verse? What does God seem to be revealing through that verse? Do any of the words stand out to you? If you're able to look at it online and to dig into the original meaning, what do you learn from that? Some Bibles have cross-references to scriptures of similar topics. Have you looked at any of those? What is the author talking about? Who is the author addressing? Is there something in the cultural context that would be helpful to know? Who is this passage about? So it's all about observation. So start with scripture. The S is scripture. The O is observation. What can I learn about this? And then the A is application. In other words, you begin to ask the question, how do you apply this little truth to your life? Are there any areas of your life that don't align with that scripture? Is there any part of your life that needs to change? Is there part of your life that you've seen growth in that area? Just finding ways to take that scripture and apply it. And then the P of SOAP simply stands for prayer. I would encourage you to write a prayer asking how to implement that verse in your life. Pray for others who may be dealing with something similar, and to thank God for his blessings and for opening your eyes to his truth. It's a very simple outline, SOAP, scripture, observation, application, and prayer. But I believe that if you'll show up every single day with an open heart and an open mind saying, God, would you speak to me? There's going to be many days that God blows your mind. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.